Hello and welcome to the first episode ever of The Worst Podcast Ever. Now, there are some other worst podcasts ever out there, but this is the actual, real worst podcast ever. I'm your host, Danny Two Times, and today we're going to have an awesome episode together talking about some pretty insane things going on in the world right now. So for our segments today, we got number one, crazy virus going around Planet Fitness gyms that makes one leg really swole and one leg into an actual noodle, like literally. Segment number two, we got an insane clip of Alec Baldwin revealing the rare type of symbiotic organism that lives inside him. Absolutely insane topic on that. Finally, wrapping up today with fan submissions, where I discuss other, more 100% real news that is actually happening right now. So that's where I'm going to be reading some emails sent in about actual news topics going on right now and discuss them with you guys. So if you guys want to submit topics to the podcast for me to talk about, you can email DannyMF2Times, that's with the number two, by the way, at gmail.com. All right, guys, so topic number one, crazy virus going around Planet Fitness gyms. It makes one leg swole, one leg into a noodle. Now, when I first found this out, when I first realized this and actually started reading articles on it, I was very surprised. This has been going on for years, apparently, and just no one's talking about it. So basically, the question is, Danny, when you say noodle, you're talking like a literal pasta noodle made out of, like made from a pasta maker? Or do you mean like, oh, like a figurative noodle, like a wimpy leg? No, this is a literal noodle. I'm not quite sure how, based on the laws of science and chemistry, how this is physically possible, but it is indeed very scary. My friend, my friend John went to Planet Fitness recently, and he was just acting really strange, man. Like, he was wearing really baggy jeans, and he wasn't trying to be like a cringy like 2001 aesthetic or something. Like, he was acting all weird, and I knew it was because he had the noodle leg. So definitely got to watch out for this, guys. So there are some warning signs. So looks like number one top warning sign here. If you walk into a Planet Fitness location and there is a manager named Larry and he has an eye patch, if he talks to, okay, look, listen to this very carefully. When you walk into those doors, this man, he's about 8 feet tall. He will approach you, okay? And he will hand you what he refers to as a codex. When I tell you to not accept this codex and to not engage with this man, okay, I cannot be more serious, guys. All right. Horrific things will happen. Okay. And experts are pretty sure that this is the guy. Now, you might be wondering, what are the odds that this one guy is at my, like, there are millions of locations of Planet Fitness. Apparently, he's doing a sort of Blue Man Group type shtick here. So there are multiple versions of this man. Some of them are actually in the Blue Man Group, so you actually can't even recognize what he looks like. Although he is 8 feet tall, like I said. So I guess there aren't that many people that are 8 feet tall in the world. Well, actually, a lot of basketball players are. That's insane. Are they? I don't know. Someone write to me about that to find out, like, who's the tallest basketball player. That's crazy. But yeah, watch out for that guy, because we're pretty sure that he is the one that put the virus in the gyms. I don't know the relationship between his height and the noodle leg, but in this crazy world, I mean, what makes sense anymore anyway, right? With, you know, how the country's going.
Hello there.
Hello there, Obi-Wan. Okay, so Obi-Wan Kenobi is here. He is gesturing to me that he wants to smoke. I'm going to say no. But we're going to get on.
This guy stinks!
We're going to get on to the next topic here. Yeah, so the next topic is the absolutely insane clip, okay? Now, this just came out, this clip of Alec Baldwin. Now, Alec Baldwin has been in the news a lot recently, right? So he did the, you know, the gun went off on the set of, was it like Rust or some shit? I don't pay attention to that anymore. But yeah, he actually looks like he actually killed a man with the supposed prop gun or real gun with a supposedly had blanks in it, which it did not. But there is actually, you know, this new clip that just came out, Alec Baldwin responding to this. And when asked about the instance, he kind of went off on a tangent here and started talking about something really, really strange. So he goes and he talks about this. He says, "I have a symbiotic organism," this is quote, "that lives inside me. It tells me what to do, how to act, and that is the reason why I accidentally had a," sorry, it looks like whoever was typing this was like drunk or something. It just kind of like spirals off into random letters and stuff. It's like, I don't know why you would like keep typing if you were like actively losing consciousness from drinking. And like, you know, it's more of like a figurative or like literary device, whatever those are called. You know, like, oh, I'm drunk, so I'm typing all sloppily. Like, no, you would actually just like stop typing if this happened in real life. Anyway. The fact that he is revealing this is truly devastating because, you know, that obviously means that that is the Spider-Man 3 symbiote and it actually made its way into Alec Baldwin. So the fact that that is real is a very, very scary thing. So basically, yeah, I would say watch out for that symbiote because there are actually multiple, like I think thousands of those little black blobs ever since Eddie Brock blew up and at the end of Spider-Man 3. Those pieces of symbiote, they had to go somewhere. You know, like there was a big explosion, there was fire, whatever. But you remember that shit. Like, it was like an indestructible alien blob of stuff that could actually solidify and become hardened and become razor sharp. Like that, it was extremely powerful. So if Alec Baldwin is dealing with that kind of situation, I would say definitely not going to make it out of that.
Bruh.
But if we all remain cognizant of the fact that this is a real thing, like the symbiote is out there, make sure to check outside your front door, actually, like right now, because there is a symbiote directly outside your door. So just be careful. I wouldn't go outside. Now you're probably wondering, if I can't go outside, how am I gonna go to work, get in my car, go to the store, get food, go to the gym? How am I going to do anything anymore? And honestly, I don't have all the answers on that. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I've been inside now for 17 days. The symbiote is just outside mocking me. It has this sign that it crudely drew with like a yellow crayon. I can't even fucking read it, but it's bad. I'm freezing cold because I can't go to work to make money, so I can't pay the heat bill. You might hear me shivering a bit here. Very cold in this house, thanks to the symbiote. So he's basically trying to freeze me out. Really dick move. So just watch out for that, and maybe in the next episode I'll come back with some tips and tricks. Tips and tricks, yeah, that'll help you to combat that devilish beast that now mocks us both. You, the listener, and me, the podcast author. Anyway, this leads us to our final segment, fan submissions. Let's check the Gmail. All right, scrolling down. Number one comes in from Dave, the talking toast of Toastville. That's not real. Okay. Now I'll tell you right now that is not real. So this was actually a government paper published in 1947. You can Google it if you want. Talking Toast of Toastville Government 1947. This was proven false. It was proven false and as government propaganda to try to incite riots in the bread, wheat, and rye industries. So basically what happened was there were experiments done on bread, potatoes, and humans. Basically, they were trying to sort of zap the hypothalamus in the brain to try to transmit signals into the bread, basically giving it the power of speech. And then, of course, they had to manufacture out of organic material like vocal cords, silicone, like mouth throat structure to create, like a tongue as well, like created from like fucking like plastic and shit. So that cost about, I think like $30 million, of government money, which could have helped so many things. Could have fed a lot of homeless people with that. So the fact that actually, was a real expenditure is crazy. And you can look up all these government expenditures if you just go to, actually don't know if that's, if that's a website or not, but I'm sure you can find what they're spending money on. But yeah, you can look up the Talking Toast, Toastville, proven to be a hoax. All right, moving on to topic number two. Let's see. This was sent in by Sam. I don't know if I should even read this one. The lost... Wait. Oh, sorry, Sam. Your submission got mixed up with another one. Couch Potato Olympics. That's... It's kind of funny. I don't know. I'm not really liking some of these submissions. Guys, make sure you send in ideas for me to talk about here. Recent news that's going on. Anything that you think that's crazy, that's really happening, send it in. We will talk about it. Looks like that was actually the only other submission. So I think we'll end today. Short 15-minute episode. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I'll try to post a new episode maybe twice a week. So add it to your notifications. Give me a follow. We'll embark on this journey again another time. So this is Danny Two Times from the worst podcast ever. I hope you had a terrible time.
What the heck? Oh, my God, no way, yeah, yeah.